Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual. This is number 931A of the A-side, which is, of course, the news of the week and what it means to you. And boy, do we have some great news for you. Dementia and bugs in your gut. Can you change them and avoid dementia? Here's what we'll tell you. You gotta listen. Are mushrooms healthy? Well, you heard last week with Christy Brissett, they can be, but in fact, they are one of the healthiest low-calorie foods I know of. Nearly half of American adults have unhealthy hearts. What do we mean by that? What should we do about it? Fruit juices for kids and adults may include lead and other metals, arsenic in grape. Oh my gosh. How much grape juice can we have? And is wine included? I did ask the experts on this because it came from Consumer Union, and I do consume a bunch of wine. How about, if you will, a third of Americans are sleep deprived. Would you have AI technologies in your bedroom if they helped you get better sleep? And why do you get sleep after eating? These are the top three theories and why skipping breakfast is bad for your afternoon. Those are the top stories we're going to cover in rapid fire. So let's first talk about a third of Americans are sleep deprived. That is 35% of us. By studies of the live-in sensors, you know, such as Apple Watches, etc., of people looking at this, a third of us complain of not getting enough sleep and of having sleep problems such as sleep apnea or narcolepsy. It turns out that this month, sleep tech company Bright introduced a smart mattress that learns from data measured by internal sensors as well as feedback provided by the user until it can improve sleep by adjusting the temperature, support, and surrounding light in real time. Mattress company 8 also syncs its smart mattress with an AI-powered sleep coach app that delivers sleep insights and recommendations based on your history. And Apple Watch and Sonic Sleep, which use the phone's microphones, also do it. But do you want these in your bedroom? Well, maybe you could use them for a short period of time, find out what works best, put that on, and then turn them off, because I certainly don't want them listening to all my bedroom conversations. What's your thoughts? You can write us at wenway.com, wenway.com, our new website, or the book, What to Eat When, A Strategic Plan to Improve Your Health and Life Through Food. What to Eat When is the new book that we wrote talking about circadian rhythm, and it also involves sleep. So go to the Wenway site, and you can say questions at wenway.com is a good way of emailing us to get answers. Why do you get sleepy after eating? Well, what I was taught in medical school is one of the theories. That is, you divert your blood flow to your gut to help you digest food, which takes it away from, that is, you don't have the blood flow going as much to your brain and other organs, so you feel tired. Second is that the food actually puts out hormones and chemicals that make you feel tired. The first one shows why skipping breakfast is therefore a bad idea. You are so hungry, you eat a lot at lunch and you divert food immediately to your belly, so you don't get food going to your brain or other things. The third is that food loaded with saturated fat in the typical American diet gets you to produce this sleepiness during the daytime. It turns out that that is what truck drivers say when they switch to a plant-based diet, they feel much more energy during the daytime. So whether it is the high-fat, high-carb diverting blood flow or causing inflammation, or whether it is inflammation immediately caused by the high-fat, high-carb would cause you not to get sugar into your cells as well, cause immediate insulin resistance, or whether it is diversion of blood flow, or whether it is just some chemicals in the food causing you to be tired. Those are the top three theories. We don't have an answer. I do like the blood flow one, since I was taught it a long time ago and has seemed to fit all my prejudices of why smaller meals and plant-based meals make you feel better. The next story, I'm just going to read the headline. Physical punishment of kids increases antisocial behavior in adulthood. We've talked about that in the past. The one that bothers me most about kids is that fruit juices, especially grapefruit juices, include lead and other heavy metals in a way that eating more than 4 ounces a day can cause lead toxicity or other heavy metal toxicity, including arsenic toxicity from grapes. So the Consumer Union tested 45 products. Each had measurable levels of cadmium, inorganic arsenic, lead, or mercury. 21 had, and I'm going to tell you those, and 9 pose a risk to kids, but 21 had a risk if you drink 4 ounces or more a day. 7 had risk if you eat 8 ounces once a day. The 7 juices were that could harm children who drink 4 ounces or more daily were Trader Joe's fresh pressed apple juice, 100% juice, 365 everyday value Whole Foods organic 100% juice, Concord grape, R.W. Knudsen's organic just Concord grape juice, Welsh's 100% grape juice, Concord grape, Welsh's 100% grape juice with grape, Great Value Walmart 100% juice, cranberry grape, and Welsh's 100% juice with antioxidant superberry. So one of the common things is grapes seem to have it most. So I asked the top researcher about wine. He said wine is grown in so many different areas, meaning you don't get grapes from one area. It's unlikely that you will build this, but he said grapes can have a lot of arsenic, but as long as you don't drink too much, you probably don't have to worry about it. I said I drink 4 or 5 ounces of wine a night. He said, well, just make sure you have different brands of grapes and different brands of wine. So that's my new push. But why is wine hazardous? It's hazardous not because of the alcohol, but because of the heavy metals that come with it, it turns out. Well, I didn't know that, and he didn't either. Are mushrooms healthy? Yes! The mushroom has low carb, practically no fat food with some protein. One serving is about a cup of raw, this size amount, or half a cup cooked. And though they're small and light in calories, one serving has only about 15 calories. They're mighty in other ways. They have 15 vitamins and minerals, including vitamin B6, folate, magnesium, zinc, potassium. And if you expose them to ultraviolet light, the underbelly of the mushroom, I don't know what that underbelly is called, but what it does is it ends up producing vitamin D. So we are short of vitamin D. Salmon is just about the only healthy food that has it, in addition to mushrooms where you can get it. So mushrooms is a great choice, at least in my mind. The next story that I wanted to get to is breakfast healthy? And the answer is absolutely. But remember, eat dinner for breakfast. It's in our What to Eat When book, Eat Dinner for Breakfast. Says don't stereotype food. And eating 75% of your calories before 2 p.m. helps you hack your metabolism so that you maximize your health and weight loss. It's a great way of doing it. But when you're eating, when you add breakfast, it doesn't mean you still have a big dinner. You got to cut down on your dinner, and that's a great thing. So dinner for breakfast, and yes, breakfast is a great meal for you. The next is, by the way, what's the healthiest breakfast? I think it's the salmon burger with a side of avocado and some spinach. I don't like the fact that the U.S. court blocked the San Francisco health warnings on soda ads. Sugared soda is a real problem, and obesity is a real problem. So I like that San Francisco law that said that you had to have warnings on sugared beverages. The way we at the Cleveland Clinic did it is we just took all sugared beverages out. Doesn't mean you can't have them, but you got to bring them in. We don't want to make it easy for you to get unhealthy. Next item is, the next item. So this was an 11-member court that ruled in favor of the beverage industry. They don't give a darn, obviously, about our health or society's health or keeping America a healthy place. Super Bowl ads, the healthiest ones were the ones on avocados and the ones on beer. You don't want your beer made with high fructose corn syrup, and you do want it with avocado. The avocado has great omega-3 fat, just like walnuts. Walnuts are the only nut with appreciable omega-3. So avocado and walnuts and a great in a salad together, magnificent. The next story is, the next one that I want to cover is one that says pregnant women with severe flu are more likely to have poor outcomes. Remember, if you get pregnant, no matter when you get pregnant, make sure you've gotten a flu shot within the last year, and when the new one comes out, make sure you get it right away. Getting the flu shot is key for pregnant women, as is getting the prenatal multivitamin. Great workouts boost brains, even in the young, so more memory, better executive function, and it doesn't matter what exercise you do, but the more exercise you do, the better. And the last story I want to cover is, I've got two more to cover. Nearly half of American adults have unhealthy hearts. What they looked at was cardiac scans, that is calcium scans and hypertension and smoking. And it turns out when you look at those three conditions alone, more than half of Americans has some kind of cardiovascular condition. The last story I want to cover is gut bacteria may be linked to dementia. There is less Bacteroides, which is a healthy species, in the poop of people with dementia than in healthy people. Significantly less, not a little less, 80 or 90% less. So is there a potential of changing the gut bacteria and preventing dementia or reversing it? Stay tuned. We will have that information. In the meantime, get more than one probiotic species. Get two. I use Culturelle and Sustanex. I alternate them one day and the other the second day in the way of helping to promote health, along with the Fab. That's part of my Fab 9 plus 4 plus 1 plus 1 plus 1. You'll have to go to our website, wenway.com or personanutrition.com to see personanutrition.com or wenway.com to see the Fab supplements and the rationale for taking them. This has been Dr. Mike Roizen. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual podcast. This is 931A. We gave the latest news of the week. Remember, you get sleep after eating. Yes, eat smaller meals. 2, a third of Americans are sleep deprived. Would you use technologies? Yes, but only turn them on until you start to get good sleep. Then turn them off. You don't want them to know everything that goes on in your bedroom. Don't have Alexa, the other things in my mind, in your bedroom. Those just will spy on you and learn too much about you. Fruit juices for kids, avoid the grapes. There are 9 that we went over that really are bad, and it all relates to more that heavy metals are in the fruit juices, especially grape juice. Nearly half of American adults have unhealthy hearts. Mushrooms are great. Remember, expose them to ultraviolet light on their underbelly before you eat them, and who knows, you may get extra vitamin D. And stay tuned. In the meantime, have probiotics, different ones twice a day, different ones every other day, rather, and hopes of avoiding dementia if this theory proves that the gut bugs contribute to dementia. Thanks very much for listening. 931A, tune in for B. We have a great guest who's going to talk to us about, well, I told you before, this is about reading aloud, the enchanted hour, the miraculous power of reading aloud in an age of distraction. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back next week with a new News of the Week on the A and a great guest like Megan Cox-Bearden, who is our guest this week, so do download the B segment as well. Thanks again.